This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Hey, college graduates, was it worth it? That's the question posed by Andrew Rossi's new documentary, Ivory Tower.
Of all the time bombs in the American economy set to explode, student loan debt in this country has reached $1 trillion.
You may see a tsunami of student loan defaults.
There are problems in all the sectors of higher education. And it's a perfectly fair expectation for students and their families to want to know that when they leave college, they're going to have some skills that somebody's going to be willing to compensate them for.
We've got a lot of people with college degrees, waiting tables, cleaning toilets, you know, driving.
Nearly half of all students are showing no significant gains in learning.
That's a clip from Andrew Rossi's new documentary film, Ivory Tower. It screens this evening at the Seattle International Film Festival. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. Andrew Rossi joins me. His previous credits include a wonderful documentary about the New York Times from a couple of years ago called Page One. Andrew, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
So as we heard in that clip, which kind of sets up a lot of the themes you delve into, this is what the film is about. What surprised you most when you started to dig into the current state of colleges and universities?
Well, I think that the key driving sort of factor in this crisis is tuition rates going up. And the number is astonishing. It's since 1978, 1,120% is how high tuition rates have gone up, far exceeding food or health care and far exceeding the rate of inflation.
And the number that jumped out at me is that student debt now comprises more than all credit card debt.
That's right. Student loan debt is over $1 trillion, which is more than credit card debt and auto loans and is just really becoming a terrible burden.
I read that figure back to someone and they said, oh, you mean credit card debt by young people? And I said, no, all credit card debt is exceeded by the tuition debt that's being accrued by young people in America. But I got to say, strictly as a return on investment, a college degree seems to still have a good value. The New York Times just reported last year students with four-year college degrees made nearly twice as much an hour on average than people without college degrees. So doesn't that show that a college degree is worth it?
That's right. And, you know, in Ivory Tower, we look very closely at the fact that median lifetime earnings for those with a college degree are about $1 million in excess of somebody with only a high school diploma. And that's part of what we celebrate about higher education, its pathway into the middle class, the engine of social mobility. But there's something that is not mentioned in that sort of soundbite from those articles, which is that if you're taking on student loan debt and it exceeds $50,000, if it gets into the range of $100,000, then to begin with, 50% of people under the age of 25 who are graduating are either unemployed or underemployed. And even when they do get jobs, their lives are so constrained by this burden of student loan debt, we have to ask ourselves, is it worth it in the sense of really opening the doors that we think it does?
So you might make a whole lot more over your lifetime, but in those moments when you graduate from college with that huge debt in front of you, it could really change your life.
That's exactly right. It is life-changing in a way that we didn't think it should be, college, for those who are taking on this amount of debt. And even for those who are able to get to school, the wealthy, there are other complicating factors like the party culture on campus, a sort of a shift from academic rigor to a different type of a culture in which the student is a consumer and is viewed as one that the university has to cater to with ever-increasing amenities and luxury dorms. There are a lot of different things that we need to look at.
And you point to one of the drivers of the rising cost of tuition being those lavish athletic centers that people have. But also here in Washington State, we've noticed that the state legislature is putting less money into higher education than it used to. Tuitions are making up a larger proportion of what pays for state universities. How big a driver that is that in the rising cost of tuition?
It's a huge driver, and it's one of the key things that we look at in Ivory Tower in terms of the historical context of this problem. We've seen historically that American society has viewed higher education as a public good, as something it should support in the Morrill Act of the 1860s, creating the land-grant universities, the GI Bill, the Higher Education Act of 1965, which was part of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, and this idea that by providing people with greater college education, it will contribute to their moral uplift. Well, in the 70s and 80s, that concept shifted with conservative state governors like Ronald Reagan suggesting that the state should not be responsible for intellectual curiosity and that, in fact, college education is something that allows people to make more money, so they should pay for it as a private good. That coincided with student loan debt basically being created in the 1965 Act and growing into a big business. And so now we've come upon a situation where the states are decreasing funding to universities, and instead the universities have to pay for their activities through higher tuition.
Andrew Rossi is my guest. He's a documentary filmmaker. His new film, Ivory Tower, asks, is a college degree worth the expense? It's screening tonight at the Seattle International Film Festival. And part of the story you tell is that higher education is on the brink of a cataclysm and many colleges won't survive. Why?
Well, you know, if we look at the expenses that colleges are taking on, a lot of it is due to debt itself, meaning that the colleges are taking on loans to build a lot of these new structures. One in particular, Cooper Union in New York City, has been free since it was started in 1850 by Peter Cooper. It has now come upon a situation where it took out a loan for about $200 million in order to build a new building at a rate of about $1,000 a square foot, which is equivalent to a luxury hotel. All this for a student body of only 1,000 students who are supposed to be going to school for free. And it's a really remarkable sort of symbol and metaphor for everything that's happening in the sector. This school now is on the brink of potentially going out of business or becoming bankrupt because of its expansion plans.
Now, it's not the Harvards and the Yales and the Princetons that are really being pressed by this, is it?
Well, so those Ivy League schools and others that are benefiting from enormous endowments are able to create this model of growth, of always getting bigger and better. Unfortunately, it's other schools which think that they should follow that same model, that sort of get engaged in that race for prestige and want to attract star professors and build bigger research laboratories in a way that's part of mission creep for them. It's not necessarily crucial to the education of the students they have. Once they get involved in that pathway of trying to build bigger and better, often they find themselves with these crippling loans, which is just a terrible irony that they have the students that are taking on loans and then the institutions themselves that are also taking on loans.
Is there anything that's going to stop this incredible rise in tuition that's going around?
Well, President Obama has suggested a set of rankings that would make that basically would empower students and their parents to choose schools not on the basis of prestige, but rather completion rates, amounts of student debt of graduates, and employability of graduates. And if those were the metrics that we looked at, I think that would be better, even though rankings in general are something that we don't necessarily want to support yet again, another ranking. But that metric specifically is something that we need to educate people about.
Andrew, I understand you came here directly after talking to some high school students. Is that right?
Yes, I was at Franklin High School.
And were you offering them some advice about college?
I was. I was reinforcing the fact that going to college shows statistically that people will make more money over the course of their lives, but also encouraging them to think critically about what they were going to study, where they would go, how much it would cost. And you know, the question came up, well, are all these problems that are explored in the film, are they too far gone? What can we do?
Here in June, it's a little too late to advise people who are already probably planning to go to college in the fall. But what's your advice to someone who's maybe a junior and their parents right now as they're thinking about going to college? What's one thing they should do to be properly prepared to take a look at it?
I mean, sitting down at the kitchen table, writing a list of the things that the student cares about, wants to maybe study, looking at a set of schools that are best to get training in those areas to have a greater education, and then looking at the rates of student loan debt that are taken on by the students at that particular school versus others, you know, regionally. There really are a lot of different options out there. So if you can speak with your parents and really talk through all these things, you may find a different option that is not the one that reflexively you would do or everyone else in your class is doing.
Andrew Rossi made the film Ivory Tower. It takes a look at college degrees, the enormous expense involved in them, and ask, is it worth it? It's going to be screening tonight at the Seattle International Film Festival. Andrew, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is The Record on KUOW.